Welcome to the DC Daily Podcast, the official podcast for all things DC. Today, we are going to talk about the Wonder Woman 750 comic book spectacular and the DCU Unscripted Contest, where fans got a chance to pitch their show ideas to DC Universe. Entering the multiverse in 3, 2, 1. Hello, I'm Amy Dallin, and you're listening to the first ever DC Daily Podcast.
Oh my God, milestone.
First ever
historical moment here. That's right.
Mark your calendars.
Mm-hmm.
I know I will. We are so excited to launch the official podcast of DC Daily and DC Universe. To you listeners out there, maybe your living room has been taken over by mountains of long boxes, or maybe, like me, you've been watching the Wonder Woman 1984 trailer on repeat for several weeks. No matter what your level of fandom, welcome. We are your people.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought some awesome really people. Or you brought me. Someone was brought. I'm Amy Dallin.
It's me, brother Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God. The Hulkster's here?
We're going to get it's sued.
Me. Just kidding. It's me, Whitney Moore. Don't sue me.
Oh, please. Please, no lawsuits. It is I, Sam the Hammer Humphreys.
And I'm Sam Levine. I'm not sure how I got here.
We forced you to come when we found out you were Batman.
We've had him in a shack blindfolded with earplugs in for 3 days.
Yeah.
And we just...
Worth it. I've got some real good
sleep
in there.
Surprise, buddy. Surprise. You're recording a podcast.
All right, but before we get into it, we have a discount code from our sponsor... DC Universe?
Oh, I've heard
of
them.
I love a deal.
That's right.
Use promo code DCDaily10. That is DC Daily and the number 10. If you do that when you sign up, you're going to get 10% off your initial monthly or yearly subscription price. Terms and conditions apply, so go to DCUniverse.com for details. Promo code expires December 31st, 2020.
Yes, you got to get on that now.
I feel like this is such a good opportunity because it really is hard to describe the amount of things that are on the platform.
Like,
it's really
stunning.
Hard to say how much cool stuff. And so getting a cool month and getting a discount on it is such a great way to introduce yourself. Because,
yeah.
Oh boy.
The comics alone, there's over 20,000 comics.
It is truly ridiculous.
That's insane.
That's a lot of comics.
And we're almost done with them, right?
Yep. I'm on 18,000-ish.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, but we have more to add to our personal comic book collections because, y'all, new releases this week, Wonder Woman friggin' 750.
Yes. 750. She doesn't look
this
a day
crazy.
Over 680. Honest to God.
What do we think?
I love these milestone issues. These are Action 1000, Detective 1000, now Wonder Woman 750. I love that we are commemorating the history. I love anthologies.
Yeah.
Yep. They're like a grab bag. And this one is stellar, top to bottom.
We talked about this a little bit on the episode, but it's truly like there isn't a bad one in there. It's
no.
so good. Mm-hmm. And I love talking about anthologies with you, Sam, because you always point out the editors and like what a tough job that must be.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, the
editors on this one, Brittany Holzer and Brian Cunningham, they're great editors. I've worked with them both elsewhere. You can't imagine the level of work that goes into an anthology, much less an anthology like this, which is historical, and the eyes of the entire company are pointed at you, and you have the responsibility to somehow formulate a series of stories that will encompass all this epic past, but also point to the future. And when you have anthologies, you multiply the number of people involved and the number of schedules and emails and people to keep up with. Like, it is insane. Like, hurting
cast is
not...
Do you have any anthology horror stories that you are allowed to tell us?
God, no, because fortunately I've never had to edit one. But we've done jam issues on Harley, right? Issue 50, Harley, we had upwards of 12 artists, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
Which was the intent. And my editors, Alex Antone and Andrea Shea, they did an amazing job. I was just a spectator being CC'd on the emails, and it is a very tough job. And that was just, you know, it was a great issue and a fun issue, but it was nothing like a massive milestone for one of the Trinity characters with massive movies coming. I mean, you know, it must be so daunting, but they did such a great job. And I mean, this, what Whitney's looking at right here, is such a get, right?
It's so cool. I had to look up this term. Oh yeah, kintsugi. I don't know if this was in the intent, but I'm looking at the Wild Hunt finale where she gets
just the big finish for the Steve Orlando recent story arc that's been going on in the pages of Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sorry, a little bit of a spoiler here. Not really, but she gets her bracers back, and it looks like it's been welded together in the style of, I'm going to butcher this, kintsugi?
Yes. It's Japanese tradition, right?
Yeah, the Japanese art of taking a broken piece of ceramics and then repairing it with gold to make it even more beautiful after it's been broken. And I feel like that must have been intentional.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's so cool.
Who among us are not kintsugis?
Whomst among us.
You assume we've been put back together again.
I know. Yeah. Well, as you guys, working on it, at
as
least.
You guys know, I love music. And
that's the thing we always say about Sam.
Here's the thing about Sam that's very different from anyone else we know.
We've had a number of Weird Al conversations. I believe this is true.
I enjoy music very much. And so some of my favorite albums are when you take a very famous band like the Beatles and you put out an album entirely of covers. You know, musicians, the best musicians of the day.
Yes.
And that's kind of the great thing with a band like the Beatles is you can have that album every 10 years and it would always be different bands with a different take on it. And that's sort of what I'm thinking about every time we do one of these big anthology issues. Is you have this absolutely timeless, iconic character, and you get everybody's little different take on it. All these great writers, these great artists. This is how we see Wonder Woman. This is how I think she would handle this battle. And so I think it's just a beautiful love letter to everything that she stands for.
Absolutely.
Yes. And it's so great to see, because I've always wanted, like, I'm always down for more celebration of the richness of her legacy and of what she stands for. And it's endlessly interpretable. She stands for love and truth and strength and compassion.
Lassos.
And lassos.
Yeah, being a good friend.
An invisible jet. And you can totally see that jet, by the way, in a couple of the panels.
They're helping you out a little.
I mean, invisible is invisible, guys.
You feel like you didn't get your money's
worth, full invisible.
Is what you're saying.
They're wasting ink.
See,
Sam, it's here right now. What? It's right over there.
I
knew it.
when we're talking about invisible jets, less is more. Absolutely, right?
Dude, Hera looks so boss in this.
Know,
it is
right?
so cool. Her costume is so dope. It looks like she's wearing a bodysuit made out of the galaxy.
That is very Donna Troy of
it's
her.
Yes,
very
it's
very
so
Donna
cool.
Troy.
Yes, I want to cosplay as that.
I know that this is a milestone issue of Wonder Woman, but there was another big milestone that happened this past week.
Really?
My parents, both in their 70s, saw their first new movie in ages, and it was Joker.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What a segue, Sam.
Yeah. I'm known for my love of music and my segues.
Your segues.
My folks saw Joker.
Segway Levine.
They rented it, and my mother...
It finally happened. I've been on pins and needles. When will they watch this? Well, and now it has finally happened.
The
day
it
happened
here. And then my mother sends me the most epic text message. My mother, God bless her, I don't think she still understands the fundamental difference between texting and emailing.
Right.
She often signs her text messages.
Oh, I love that.
God, we love to see it.
Love to see it.
Nevertheless, she was gushing about the movie and how she and my father really connected to it for a variety of reasons, but mostly they lived in the New York area in the early 80s with the squalor.
They knew the Joker?
They knew the squalor. and so my mother and father, they're from the northern Jersey, New York area, and they were like, not only did I recognize those stairs, but they couldn't even shoot much of that movie in New York proper because they've cleaned up so much of New York since then. You know what they haven't cleaned up? Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, that got left behind, did it?
Which is where they shot a large portion of this movie. And my mother's like, yeah, I know a lot of those intersections.
That's
so still, they still look horrible.
If your parents would just come on this podcast and talk about
Please.
It.
I know.
I would have Skyped them in, but now we're talking about climbing Everest. When it comes to technology.
It's also probably way past their bedtime.
It is definitely past their bedtime.
Yeah. Well, shout out to New York.
Yeah, shout out to New York, New York, and Newark.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
Fabulous.
I'm so glad my folks got to see it, and I'm so glad they liked it as much as I did.
What are your parents' names?
Harrison Lynn.
Shout out to Harrison Lynn.
Hey, wait, your mom's name is Lynn?
Uh-huh.
That's my mom's name, too.
Oh, my God. Do we have the
same
mom?
Whoa. Are you guys...
do our moms have secret families?
Siblings?
I knew it.
Are we brothers?
I knew it.
This is a very children's journey, all things considered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so this got me to thinking, so, hey, heads up, anyone in the Portland, Oregon area.
Oh.
I will be up there this very weekend. If you're listening to this right now, I'm already there. I'm going to Portland, Oregon for Wizard World Portland.
Of course.
At the Oregon Convention Center
yes.
in downtown Portland. Please mm-hmm. come and see me at Wizard World. I'm hosting a bunch of great panels. I have my own table. And but the thing that I love about these Wizard World cons and cons in general is when the people come up to my table, very few of them just want to come up and just be like, yes, this is the thing I'd like you to sign and take this picture and say nothing. Like, they all want to talk about their fandom, and that's mm-hmm. sort of my favorite thing about these cons, mm-hmm. is they'll come up and I'll always ask, like, if they have a bag full of stuff, what'd you get?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Whoa.
What cool stuff did you get? And then they'll tell me...
That's my line. You can borrow this if you want. So
okay.
What's the coolest thing you've seen at the show so far today? Besides me.
Oh.
Other than me. Yeah.
I see what you did there, Sean Priest.
Wait, can I make a personal plea that
please.
If anybody listening to this finds you in Portland and has watched Joker with their family, please tell Sam what your story was like so he can come back and tell us.
I've been thinking about this, and I want to do you one better. If you come up to my table... And I swear, I'm only going to do this, let's say, 3 times per con, because otherwise people just tell their friends. So you get 3 shots at this. If you come up to my table in Portland and you say this secret word, Shumfries, you get 50% off anything you want.
Ooh.
50% off? I didn't know. I was so fancy.
Yeah. But that's it. I'm only doing
that
for three
people.
For three
Batman cosplay pictures?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Because I know we have DC Daily fans at these conventions because many of them have come up to me and said hello. And tell me how much they love
DC Daily fans because the experience for me is very similar where if they're a DC Daily fan, they wanna talk DC.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Plus they're all really attractive and cool.
I know.
And
so cool.
And the other thing that I've learned is that anyone listening to this first episode of this podcast, automatically a good person.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
The best.
Thoroughly. Yes. No question.
Whitney's buttering you up.
That's
we're
you.
All perfectly serious. we really appreciate you listening to this. And speaking of fans and their incredible devotion to DC and their creativity.
Oh, boy.
Another thing that's in the news right now for us at DC. Today we find out who the winners are for the DCU Unscripted contest.
So excited. It's such a cool idea because I feel like, you know, obviously we live in LA. Everybody is an artist. We know so many people who would love to have just a chance to have their ideas be seen. And this is such a cool way because all you need to do is take a shot and be creative and also be a DC fan. Hello. And it's so cool because I'm so excited to see these people elevated and see these people get a platform to talk about their ideas.
Yeah. Or even just Phil Jimenez. Just to be
one of the coaches. Mm-hmm.
By Phil Jimenez, superstar writer, artist, absolute sweetheart. Just to be able to talk with somebody like that and listen to him and get his perspective, how to sharpen your idea, how to pitch, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just for anybody
what
to watch. You can
is
pick up great ideas.
Talking to people in comics, I've often noticed, because I've worked in a shop for years, you start to connect with people about, like, how did you get into it? How did your fandom develop? How did you decide what you wanted to do? And an astonishing proportion of all people who make comics are people who used to work in shops.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because there's really a very slippery line between all of us and the way that we love this stuff and the people who spend their lives working on it. Like, they're mostly nerds. They're just like us.
Yeah. Right. It would be very unusual, I think, for someone to just suddenly decide they want to create comic book content and comic characters and shows. Not really a fan, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm going to spend my whole life on this thing that I'm kind of indifferent towards.
Yeah.
It's just not that common.
No.
Do you know if we get to be on these pilots, do we get to help? Because I at least want to come by and look at them.
They're all unscripted.
I will be there.
Yep.
Well, speaking of us being in them, let's group chat here for a second.
Okay.
What would be your best DCU unscripted pitch? And
wait,
by best,
me,
I mean your,
me.
Your
Jim
absolute...
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hello,
wow. Well, you
Jim.
You brought it up, Sam. You go first.
Boy, you know what? Okay, I would like to do Shumfrey's Theater behind the scenes.
Ooh.
So as you all know, I do endless performances at home with my action figures. I DC action figures, and I do all the voices, and these are epic stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, Crisis was nothing compared to it. But what's fascinating to people is not just what the stories I do, but what goes on behind the scenes,
ooh,
right? So it's just me and my cat and a lot of action figures. I think that's compelling TV right there.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I'll be your first subscriber.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Jim Lee, am I approved?
I have to hear all the pitches first. I have to be fair. God. I'm Jim Lee. Right.
I want to see people who are like really talented cosplayers doing everyday things, like sandwich making competitions with their like big bulky gloves, or like, you know, running, doing jazzercise, any like
just
activity.
Just going to like a Taco Bell, maybe.
Yeah, wearing really cumbersome costumes.
You're just
trying to come
up with excuses to be Blue Devil again.
Yes,
I can tell.
Correct.
I mean,
you read me like a comic book.
mine is called The Detective and the Kid.
Okay.
It is unscripted. We do not have a script. We have a vague outline of what we'd like to accomplish in every episode, but it's mostly just a camera follows me around my house while I convince an actual chimpanzee that it should be Detective Chimp.
Wow.
And it's going to help me find my keys.
You're going to get your arms ripped off, dude.
I probably will.
I know, yeah.
I will probably have my face ripped off by the end. But maybe we'll find my keys. Maybe I'll lose my face. Who knows? It's unscripted. Anything could happen.
I'm on the edge of my seat already, folks.
You know what is so cool about these ideas is that any one of the ones that were pitched are going to be so much better than them.
These people worked really hard on their pitches and have good ideas.
Maybe I didn't say it loud enough. I'll have a real chimp.
They got over a thousand submissions.
Yeah, do you know why that is? Because everybody knows DC fans are the smartest, most creative fans in the world.
And
that is a known fact.
Absolutely, yeah.
Who all worked much harder than any of us on these pitches, and we will find out today on today's finale on DC Daily which three shows are going to be greenlit to pilot.
It's Detective and the Kid. Listen
yeah.
to me.
It's these three.
Sam is the kid in this equation, which I just figured out.
Yeah.
I spent 13 weeks coming up with this pitch.
It shows. It shows, Sam. We know.
Thank you.
I want to talk about Crisis.
Okay, here we go.
We haven't had a chance yet. Arrow is winding down. I want to talk about Crisis.
All right, here we go. Here's your segue.
Segue Sam.
I don't know. Here's what I know, that DC had a really difficult time figuring out who to pick as their winner. It sounds like a real crisis they had on their hands. Speaking of crisis, Amy.
Not your best work.
Okay, but
But it got us there.
We got to talk about it.
It got us there.
Y'all,
we're crisis.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
God, this was so cool to me, and I know we talked about this on the show, but huge bombastic action, tons of great characters and actors. I loved the end where we saw that there's one new Earth Prime and then a multiverse to explore beyond it. And there are Earths for the Titans show, for Doom Patrol.
Yep. Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
It was so nice to see old Swampy.
I know.
It did feel like... I felt specifically like much of those episodes were made to cater to me personally. Did anyone else feel like they were having, like, this print was just for me?
Yeah. I also felt like it was just for you.
I felt like, as you guys know, I love music. And
I'm still learning this fact. I still have not gotten it.
Sometime in the last decade, I saw the Rolling Stones live brag. And they played almost the entirety of Exile on Main Street, which is a great album in its own.
Oh, my God.
It's a great
album.
Outstanding
album.
And so the reason I mention this is, you know, they lost a large portion of the crowd playing so many cuts, which were not huge hits off of this one album.
Deep cuts. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so I felt like that's kind of what Crisis was for so many DC fans, where it was like there's plenty in here for a casual fan, someone who maybe just watches one or two of these shows to feel like they're getting the whole picture. But if you are a super DC fan, if you are a DCU subscriber, if you never miss an episode of Arrow or Legends of Tomorrow, if you've seen all the movies, this five-episode crossover had everything in it.
Yeah, that Marv Wolfman appearance was just
for that Marv Wolfman appearance.
Come on!
so great.
Amazing.
Gosh, he is a pleasant man.
Yeah. Yeah, what a charmer. You know what? I think he has a brand new career ahead of him in acting.
Yes. I'd watch.
Acting like he's not the guy who killed Flash and Supergirl.
Talking to Flash and Supergirl. I know.
I guess they're okay with it now.
The irony is deep. I want to know, group chat time.
Okay.
What Earth that we've seen or that we haven't seen, what Earth would you want to hang out? Let's say you had to live on Earth for a year. What Earth would you want to live on?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Earth
Swamp
two.
Thing.
The
Swamp
new
Thing?
Juice?
Yeah. Toidal Soup.
Yeah. Earth 2.
Earth, wait, which is Earth 2?
The good one.
The one that hasn't been destroyed?
Yes.
Okay.
The alive one. What are you?
I thought that was Earth Prime now. Did I mess that up?
The new Earth 2 is where Stargirl is going to have her show. I'm so excited because they went back. Yo, they went back and reinvented Earth 2 being the JSA, and somehow I didn't see that coming.
Wow.
How?
Unbelievable.
They reversed Actual Crisis while doing Actual Crisis. Y'all, it was for me. It was specifically
It was
for
just
me.
For you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was weird at the end credits.
Honey.
It just said, for Amy. And then no other credits.
Nope,
yeah,
that was it.
I thought it was weird that it also said, rest in peace.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm dreaming this.
Oh, okay. Amy, wake up. We miss you so much.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, I'm going to enjoy this coma.
Amy, what Earth? When you get out of your coma, what Earth do you want to go to?
Well, I was thinking about Earth 2, but I don't know. I might have to go hang out in the new combined CW Earth Prime. Where everybody can hang out with
sure.
each other. And Black
yeah.
Lightning's like, how often does the world end? I'm sorry,
right.
fill me
it's
in.
Just, it's like this, for real?
It's just going to be so many crossover episodes, though. That's such appointment television, multiple nights in a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go.
Oh, all right.
We didn't see this Earth, but I know it's out there. Partially because when they revealed all these new Earths, it was a callback to when they did that in the DC universe. Mm-hmm. And they merged all these different families together into one multiverse. And because the movie was so good, and I love these characters so much, I know that there must be an Earth for these characters in this multiverse, and that would be the Shazam family Earth.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where
I
want
to hang.
We exactly.
have our first official confirmation, like, well, other than the secret Brandon Routh is being Superman here, but seeing Flash meet Flash.
I know,
it's
right?
It's all real, man.
It's all real. Yeah.
It's all fair game. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Sam?
What's up next?
Yeah,
what's up next,
Sam?
What do we got? Hey, did you guys know I like music? You know my favorite song?
I hate learning this.
No. It's What's New Pussycat.
That's
it's a great song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it is my favorite song. You know what else I want to know what's new? What's new on the service, Amy?
Oh, my God.
I actually am super glad you asked because we were talking about the Wonder Woman special earlier, and I am so in love with her rich mythology and her amazing wealth of supporting cast and other characters who I feel like don't get much of a chance to shine elsewhere.
Right.
And we have a new Wonder Woman animated movie.
So
only
cool.
Only the second ever Wonder Woman animated
That's
movie.
That thing. Sounds that, like a mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
can that
it's
be
being
true?
Fixed right now.
That's right.
It's almost as big of a mistake as calling you Segway Sam because they took a real note.
That
side,
was a real error.
I'm not sure. What
that
you
was
guys
a great segue.
Yeah.
That we
I'm
just
not
had
sure what you guys are talking
here.
About.
Segway
guys,
more.
Gunning Wonder, for your title.
Wonder Woman Bloodlines is on the service, and I'm legitimately so thrilled to have this out there in the world because she has this amazing world and set of characters and incredible rogues gallery who've shown up a lot, obviously, in team things. There's been great Wonder Woman content, but I'm always, always, always hungry for more.
Yeah.
And so to have this version who lives in the modern DC animated universe get her own standalone movie to deal with her own baggage and her friends and her enemies and her friends who become
so
enemies.
What you're saying is at the end of this movie, it's going to say for Amy, R.I.P.
It's going to say for Amy, R.I.P.
little brag for you guys. I got to interview the cast at last year.
Did
it
you
was New York Comic
really?
Con,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and Rosario Dawson said that I look very pretty then.
Wow.
That sailed me right on into 2020. Riding that high. She is
taking
so
that
lovely.
Energy right into 2020.
And she has
you know,
such
I'm going to call
things.
Her the righteous Rosario Dawson.
She voices a heck of a Diana, y'all.
She's so good at Diana. She had some really lovely things to say about that character and about trying to carry the lessons that she's learned playing her into her real life and being a role model. And gosh, it did make me cry.
Aww, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I also met Rosario Dawson last
okay.
year. She and I had a lovely encounter as well. She said, hey, you're stealing my cab, jerk.
Wow. And then, what a peach.
Okay, but were you stealing her cab?
In fairness, I was trying to steal her cab.
How could you? How could you steal a cab from Wonder Woman?
You know, it was under 60 degrees. I'm chilly now because I'm used to the West Coast. Yeah. It was my bad.
Yeah.
She was in the right.
Continue to blame yourself. I think that's appropriate.
No, I was 100% my fault.
We also, I believe, are just getting the totally remastered Batman Beyond on the service. And Hector would never forgive us if we did not mention this.
That's why he's
not
off the roof. He's so excited.
Yeah.
At home, binging it.
I actually did not watch all of them. I watched all of the Batman the Animated Series, but I kind of dropped off for whatever reason, and Hector talking about it has really made me excited about revisiting it.
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe we just need to watch it with him, because I feel like he can point out all the cool facts.
Absolutely.
Maybe and if just people wanna rally, we'll do some watch-alongs. Batman Beyond with the DC Daily Cast.
Ooh. Yeah.
If the people want it, I think they know where to let us know.
If the people want it, I think they should tweet us or post in the community section.
Definitely the community section.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we get to do DC Daily 5 times a week.
That's
over
right.
on DC Universe.
Get to is the right way to phrase
yeah.
it. We are
yeah.
lucky enough to have a blast all day.
Yep. So we're hoping, obviously, for some Batman Beyond watch-alongs. That's a hint from us to the wonderful people we work with.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing that we did this week?
Oh, boy.
I mean, look, we're already talking about animated Batman. We did a watch-along of Batman, the Animated Series, Episode 1.
So yeah.
Man-Bat!
So cool.
On leather wings. It was so great. It was so, so, so great. I have not watched that episode in years, and it's such a perfect entry into what this series is. So it was super fun to rewatch it. It was equally fun to read comments from fans who were watching it on their own. Hopefully some of those fans were seeing it for the very first time. I was so thrilled that we got to do that, and I hope we can do a lot more.
I loved and hated watching Harley Quinn episode 9 this
Oof.
Week.
Ooh, today's Woof. New episode.
Yes, it goes up today. It is such a gut punch. We all got to watch it together, which I love to do. Usually, it's all laughs. But this time, it was like a group therapy having to go through this experience. And then we got really deep when we talked about it on DC Daily, too. So when that episode goes up, people got to tune in to really get more gut punches.
I think some
join
of that
us,
might have been my
us.
Fault. Right after we finished watching it, I punched you really hard
yeah.
in the gut.
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
You were in the Harley Quinn mask punching
I thought
me?
You just wanted to do a Harry Houdini impression, and I misunderstood.
No, that's not my idea of ASMR. I'm not into that.
Dude, all right. I think that for those of you who are not subscribed to DC Universe yet, the Harley Quinn animated show is, to me, the biggest case for it, because that show
so
is doing
good.
Things that no other show is doing. It
yep.
is has become one of my all-time favorite animated shows. Obviously, Batman the Animated Series is also like such a classic that's so worth revisiting. But ultimately, for me, it always comes down to the comics. Like that's where our love began, and I always love unpacking. Like we just did Batman 86, which is so exciting and
yeah.
strange and
Brand
fun.
New run.
And like I have no idea where it's going, which is exciting for me. And it's always so fun to get to talk about it on the show, because I feel like I always am able to absorb things that I wouldn't have just taking it in on my own. Because there's people like you guys who are giving me little factoids, little tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
That are,
Getting to learn from Trivia each other is one of my favorite things about doing this
Oh my
show.
God, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are okay.
Aw, thanks.
I also loved learning from some of our guests this week. I got to talk to Katie Cassidy and Juliana Harkavy about their new potential show, Green Arrow
yeah.
and the Canaries.
Whoa.
So cool.
They were so delightful. And
I'm
crossing all of my fingers, because I would really like to get to watch that show that they did a soft pilot for. It's the second to last episode, the penultimate episode of Arrow that went up this week, post-crisis, which I love that TV fans are now going to need to learn how to
I
say.
Know.
Welcome to
and
comics.
What that means. Yes, exactly.
I'm so glad you
all
have extra
entails.
Fingers, Amy.
It was a really, really fun conversation. I really liked the episode. I'm really hoping that we get to watch that show. It was just a blast.
Yeah.
A blasty
so
blast.
Much fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Coming up on our show next week, of course, as Sam alluded to, we're going to dig into Harley Quinn episode 9, and we have an epic interview next week with comic book superstar Phil Jimenez.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
And I heard you have a Phil Jimenez story.
Yes, I do have a great story about Phil. I think I'm going to save it for next week. But just a little preview, it involves using an AOL email address.
Oh my God. You are meaner.
Dun, dun, dun.
Than the local news.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to my cohort, Sam Humphries.
My pleasure.
Whitney Moore.
Hi, it's me.
And Sam Levine.
Present.
We will be dropping new episodes of the DC Daily Podcast every Friday.
This is so cool.
So definitely subscribe to the feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every Tuesday in the same feed, we will be interviewing the biggest celebrities in comics.
Wow.
So keep an eye or an ear out for that. Thank you for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, love you.
See you in Portland, nerds.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of DC, DC Universe, or Warner Brothers. Production services provided by Telepictures. The DC Daily Podcast is a production of Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Copyright 2020. DC characters and elements are trademarks of DC.